Hi everyone, I'm waiting for everyone to take a good seat. So this is going to be about embedded and how, not embedded SBOM, embedded software, but we have. So how embedded looks like, it can look differently. There are many shapes, many colors, from your phone to your heating system or your car, your weather station. And what is interesting about embedded products that they usually have multiple pieces. And we have that multiple pieces partially in the CRA with the remote processing. But that's, of course, not everything. So to simplify, you typically have the device itself, frequently running a high-end processor, or not very high-end, but still a processor running Linux. You have, may have microcontrollers, for example, to control power or to control additional elements. You may have a GPU in an embedded system, and you may have things like Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, 4G, 5G, that are also having their own processors running a big software stack, and so on and so on. So you may have a dozen or more processors just on the device side. Then you may and have more and more frequently the server side. So the famous remote processing for different things, for data aggregation, for remote control, and so on and so on. And quite frequently, you also have a mobile app on the phone, either talking directly to the device or talking to the remote service. So let's create an SBOM for an example of an embedded product. So one SBOM, that's going to be tricky because there will be multiple files at least. And the tooling is already there. People are telling me we can generate SBOM for basically everything. So we are mature. We are 1 year and a half from the CRA. So everything should go fine. Let's try to follow the CRA recommendations, generate all those SBOMs, put them into a vulnerability management tool, and let's manage vulnerabilities in our embedded product as the CRA recommends us to do. What could go wrong? But first, why? A little bit about me. PhD in telecommunications. I'm mostly in embedded, as you can guess. 20 years plus in open source. Contributed to various, to everything from the Linux kernel to the KDE environment. Those days, typically in the around the Yocto project and security, teaching and contributing to the CRA standardization those days. So in our case, this is a simplified version of a weather station scenario. Right? Building a weather station product. Had to simplify the configuration because it was too complicated to explain. But what do we have? We have the base station, which is a Linux-based system built using the Yocto project. Then we have sensors running Zephyr. And I have the server application running a custom Python application that is expected to receive the sensor data and do the processing dashboards and such. That doesn't look that complicated, and I really, really, really simplified all external peripherals. So, what do we have now on the SBOM level? The Yocto project with Winletter generating SPD X3. The sensors running Zephyr, so it's SPDX 2.3, in fact, and our server application, Python native tooling. I went on Cyclone to tell you in a moment. For the choice of what I'm going to use for vulnerability management, go for dependency track. And here already I was asking for trouble because I have part of the software stack based on Linux Foundation, and I go for an OWASP tool, right? Asking for trouble. So on the Yocto project side. So the Yocto project is a way to build a Linux distribution for an embedded system, a Linux Foundation project. You can extend it as you want. And every package that you build is described in a recipe, and the whole tooling can generate the SBOM no matter how you configure your thing. What is interesting is that you get an SBOM generated at the build level with all the build information that you have. So it can get gigantic. And builds everything, including the bootloader, the Linux kernel, and so on. So there's no direct link to any existing standard Linux distribution. On the SBOM side, it's generating SPDX 3 by default. You also have classes to generate SPDX 2.2. There are third-party CycloneDX patches that are flowing around that are unofficial. On the Zephyr side, so what is Zephyr first? Zephyr is a real-time operating system, also a Linux Foundation project, and it supports all kinds of small microcontrollers that you want to write a small sensor on. And there are multiple examples if you want to start running it. Could have used any other ethos for this exercise. So Zephyr is generating SPDX 2.3 that can be generated by its build tool. It is in the official documentation, but you need to dig a little bit how to generate it. And there's a talk from Benjamin describing how to do. There's no CycloneDX support I'm aware of. And that's how you generate a NESBOM from with the West build system. So you need to fill a few options to make it running, and then you get it in build SPDX. You get four files that that contain various types of SBOMs. Okay. On my Linux Python application, so it's a typical Python code with REST API, the dependencies in requirements.txt. So I haven't tried generating SPDX for this test. Wanted to go with Cyclone, with CycloneDXPy. There are other ways, but this is pretty easy to do. I install tool with pip, and then fill the requirements and generate an SBOM. And then I had a reflection to have a look into that SBOM. And I saw that it's only containing the exact first level dependencies that were there in the requirements.txt. So let's generate better dependencies. Here I went with pipedev3 to generate more complete dependencies and then regenerate the whole SBOM, and that looked well better. Okay, now dependency track deployed as a container, not much to say. It deployed as a container. It was working. Now let's go. Let's import all my SBOMs to dependency track. And it looks like that. I probably saw half of the error messages that they have. So what happened? the CycloneDX from my Python service that imported. Okay, same ecosystem, looks okay. And now for SPDX, different types of stories. So The 3.0 from the Yocto project, as written in dependency track documentation, not supported, don't even try. But Zephyr generates SPDX 2.3, so it should have worked because the documentation says it should have. And then realized that Zephyr generates the tag value format of the SPDX 2.3 that I honestly didn't even expect I'm going to see it anywhere. So let's convert the tag value to something else. And I tried to convert it to the JSON and to the XML, and nope, didn't work neither when imported. There were simple problems, but to say it in a binary way, the importing test was fail. So what I decided to do, so let's try to convert the SPDX 2.3 of Zephyr to Cyclone, using Swift in this case, because I have Swift installed for other things. So I did convert the SPDX to Cyclone with Swift, and that did import. And now, on the SPDX 3, what I'm going to do? I tried, I didn't want to write a conversion to myself. I think there are already too many. Let's try to find something. I didn't find anything that could convert SPDX 3 to something. Okay, so I went back to my Yocto project configuration and changed the generated SPDX version to 2.2. The SPDX 2.2 in the Yocto project, it has a specific format with an index file and hundreds of files around all around the place. Of course, no conversion tool supports it. It's a legal format, but nobody supports it. What I did is I wrote a for loop to convert all of the SPDX files to Cyclone, and then merge the Cyclone files together. Okay. After all that, I managed to import it all from all applications to the beta track. And now let's start the vulnerability analysis. And that's the result of my vulnerability analysis that gives one vulnerability. How does it look for that kind of a software stack? Something's wrong, right? Too good to be true. But if you had your manager, probably some people may be tempted to shout to their managers and say, it's all fine.
Yes.
No, it's not all fine. I had a look into what happened, actually. So the details were absolutely not equal for all of those S-bombs. On the Python application side, we have already seen that the requirements for TXT, how you fill it, it really matters. On the other side, on the Yocto project, at the conversion time, we've lost all the updates of package names. For example, the Linux kernel in that build I had, it's called Linux Yocto. Dependency track didn't realize that this is a Linux kernel. So I basically had zero vulnerabilities in the Linux kernel, even if the kernel was like a month old. And that was all the place for all the annotations and all the additional information that the Yocto project gives in the SBOM. The result doesn't make much sense. And there were missing version numbers that were lost in transition also, especially on the Zephyr side. I saw that the original Zephyr SBOM had quite many version numbers as commit hashes. and unfortunately that isn't handled at the dependency track level, because you would need to look into the Git trees of all those projects and figure out where you are, so that doesn't work. So there's work to do. So what is what are my takeaways? If you use tools from one ecosystem, it usually works, more or less. But we have multiple ESMO formats and also multiple binary formats, probably too many. I didn't expect the tag value to be seen, and the conversion is complicated. You need various tools to make different transitions to get through. And if you have ecosystem-specific, not totally mainstream options used in your SBOM, they are just lost in transition, or they are not supported by tools, so they are there in the original file, but if nobody knows they are there, they are not used. What we need is cross-checking between vulnerability tools for such cases, because SBOMs looked valid. They were close, they're quite good when verifying for existence of fields, but actually they were not accurate after all the conversion at all, and not totally useful at the end. And especially to check all those requirements, to check all that accuracy of SBOMs, if you have hundreds of packages, you probably do not want to do it manually. So needs tooling. And definitely what is absolutely needed is more integration and testing between tools, because as we can show, that just doesn't work. And real embedded products are way more complex than that. I didn't add one of the popular SBOM format called CSV. So, do you have questions? Yeah?
Just a side note, we're using dependency track 2, and so if you have using libraries only, for example, you won't get an A matching, because dependency track at the moment doesn't respect source code names, name hints in the pearls, neither on the OSV side nor anything supplied, so it doesn't do a match. If you then include virtual dependencies on your own, just to have the right name in, you get many false positives on operating on Debian, Ubuntu, whatever, just because they don't know really about release tracks and put everything in the same shelf. And unless you're using latest, greatest, unstable, you're always
For the recording, I'm trying to summarize.
Yes.
So, audience member shared an experience using dependency track on libraries. There are problems with dependencies. There are also issues. And if they add virtual dependencies, they run into other problems.
With
false positives this time on standard operating systems.
If there are any victims here in this room.
And they are searching for other victims of those problems. Yeah.
So one of the things is conversion is a nightmare. So what I recommend people to do is to generate natively using the two formats, as SPDX and CycleNVX, and not do the conversion. And okay, then you've got multiple SBOMs to manage, but actually that seems to be better than the conversion process, because the conversion process is lossy, not lossless, which I think is what you're finding. But when you've got things like programs that only support, generators only support native one format, then you've got
the problem. Yeah, so we have a remark than a question to generate natively in the correct format. From my experience, projects are really reluctant to generate multiple formats of SBOMs. They want to stick to generating one, assuming that people will manage to convert things if they want to, but you have seen that doesn't work.
I'd actually say generate using two different tools as well, but that's
Yeah. The other side is that deep level of detail available in the different S-bombs you generated was quite different. The dependence, the cycling dependency was only really a component in the top level, as you said. The ones that you were getting out of Yocto and out of Zephyr were very detailed down to the source file level, which dependency track would not even understand it. Okay, so I would sort of question, are you really getting the apples to apples you want by putting those two together?
Yeah, that, another remark I would say about the detail level that we with all those tools we are getting completely different details level. So at the Zephyr and the Yocto project level, we get down to the source file level, and on my Python app, we are at the package level. So definitely, it doesn't contain the same granularity of information. And that's also going back to the previous presentation, type of SBOM and what it contains probably matters.
More questions?
Do you have any suggestions on how we can encourage that sort of interoperability between tools? So for example, two tools, one generates an SBOM, and you try and use the vulnerability class, and one other one, and bring that SBOM and also reset SBOM correctly?
So the question is, what I suggest to get that better interoperability. I think that this talk is a starting point for the discussion. People who know me know that I post a lot of stuff everywhere. So if you are interested in discussing and doing other experiments, posting results and shaming people for stuff that doesn't work, I'm all for doing that.
Yep. Yeah, shaming always works.
There's also, quite frankly, the SPDX tools for conversion. Did you play with those that are sitting up on the results?
That worked between those formats. That worked.
And it goes to CSV too.
Any other questions?
Yes, a comment. Regarding the working together, all the tools. Every Friday before Foster for a few years, we have a workshop for SBOM tooling, scanner tooling, where we had a full room, over 100 people, developers, that spent the whole day trying to figure out these kind of issues. So we are definitely working on it within the community.
There could be progress on Cyclone, on the dependency track, picking up SPDX natively. We've been trying to get that happening for several years.
Okay. I think we should have been recording the whole
right.
Room because
this is not the place for that. Right. Okay. Questions? Let's all thank Narpa.
Thank you.